Come to order. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Blickrey.
Here.
Bonner.
Here.
Botten.
Here.
Brechtel.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Campbell. Campbell. Kennedy.
Here.
Childers. Childers. Connolly.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquivel.
Here.
Freeman.
Here.
Gay excused. Gingery.
Here.
Goggles.
Here.
Greer.
Here.
Green.
Here.
Harshman.
Here.
Harvey.
Here.
Hunt. Illaway.
Here.
Yagi.
Here.
Kasparic.
Here.
Croker.
Here.
Crone.
Here.
Lockhart.
Here.
Laux.
Here.
Lubno.
Here.
Madden.
Here.
McKim.
Here.
McComey.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Moniz.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Patton.
Here.
Peasley. Peasley.
Here.
Peterson. Peterson.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Petroff.
Here.
Korberg.
Here.
Reeder.
Here.
Roscoe.
Here.
Simlick.
Here.
Stewart.
Here.
Stubson.
Here.
Teeters.
Here.
Throne.
Here.
Vronish.
Here.
Wallace.
Here.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Here.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Childers.
Here.
59 present, 1 excused.
Please stand and join in the morning prayer with Pastor O'Malia from the Christ Lutheran Church. Pastor.
Let us pray. Good and faithful God, we thank you once again for all these members of the House who have given of their time in order that we, the people of the state of Wyoming, might have better lives, that the businesses might thrive, and that the individuals might also thrive, even if it means that the state, in some way or another, lifts them up and helps them out. I pray, Lord, that you continue to make this place a place of integrity, a place of care and concern for all people, that it be a place that opinions can be freely given, but where judgments are not made. Chief Washaki stood for bravery and courage. He was a peacemaker, a strong leader, and above all, a wise and generous man. May the members of this House be the same. It was his fervent hope and policy to maintain peace and harmony, that people would follow in his footsteps. I pray that for these members of the House today and every day as they continue to do their work, listening for your bidding. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Your prayers have been very much. I just want to be in Washington.
Have a good day.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Mr. Speaker, back in the year 2000, the Wyoming Business Alliance and the University of Wyoming began a joint program to foster leadership across the state, Leadership Wyoming, and there are a number of members on the floor here that are alumni, including my two classmates, Representatives Throne and Berger. But also alumni on the floor include Representatives Crone, Kraft, Goggles, and Petroff, and Mr. Speaker. There are also two members among us that are in the current class, Representatives Barbuto and Green. But in the galleries, you will see this year's illustrious 2012 class of Leadership Wyoming, and ask you to recognize them. Mr. Speaker, may I continue while I have the podium?
Absolutely.
And, Mr. Speaker, I'd also like to introduce the body to our page for today, who comes out of Mrs. Vreeland's second grade class at Fort Casper Academy in Casper. And though neither of them probably know it, he will likely be a top recruit for Coach Harshman in the year 2022. Mr. Meade Stubson is here with us today.
Hey! Representative Barbuto.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, sir.
Well, quite frankly, Mr. Speaker, the representative from District 56, Natrona County, has a lot of nerve, and I don't know who he thinks he is. Stealing the good representative from Albany County and I's thunder and introducing our classmates to the body. What the good representative failed to mention in his introduction of the greatness that surrounds us is that not only is this the current class of Leadership Wyoming, but this is, in fact, the best class of Leadership Wyoming.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
You know, it's very arduous and treacherous trip for the members of my district in Cheyenne to make it up here to visit us. But today, we have the great pleasure of welcoming from Ward 1 in Cheyenne, the city council person, Amber Ash, in the South Balcony.
Representative Hirschman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's not very often we get folks from Casper. You
know, mission granted.
The one with number one on your license plates, and you know the rest. Go ahead and say it to yourself. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No, it gives me great pleasure to introduce some outstanding educators, friends of mine. They're all from Natrona County High School, actually. There's no school in Casper today, and they're on some professional development. Going to watch us work a little bit. And that's the west balcony up there. From your left, Tyrone Fitchie is a science teacher. Next to him, Doug Spriggs, English teacher. Next to him, Darren Myers, a math teacher. Next to him, Sean Eisenrich, a certified tutor. And next to him, Tom Grogan, is a social studies teacher. And so some great men, and many of them Wyoming kids, and just glad to have them here watching us work today. So please welcome.
Representative Stubson for your third time.
Mr. Speaker, while I'm on a roll, I would also like to introduce the body two great people who have deep roots in Wyoming and got detoured and now live in Colorado, but came back to see how it's done right. My in-laws, Jim and Lynn Chapin from Vail, Colorado.
Chairman McComey.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. My brother was yesterday so thrilled with learning all about coal and the mouth of the mine and all of those different things that he came back today to see how well we're going to do today. So, Don, my brother Don.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Also, to my left, your right, is Jim and his wife, Susan Chapin. And they are one of my closest friends as a couple. Jim and I roomed together at college. We graduated in the same high school class, and we got into the same trouble together as we went through that process. So it's a special welcome to have them with us.
Representative Green.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you. In the North Gallery is a school board member all the way over here from Laramie, Wyoming, Ms. Janice Marshall.
Chairman Berger.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I cannot let everyone else introduce favorite people, so I have up here to my right some very important little constituents, Ava and Bison Taylor. I think this is their third year coming to the legislature, and I want to say welcome. Stand up so everyone can see you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
We are at that order of business. Journal Committee report.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 16, 2012 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Freeman, Representative Gasparic.
We're at that order of business, introduction, reading, and reference of bills.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
May I make an announcement as to the order of business for the day?
Go ahead, please.
Mr. Speaker, the plan for today is to work until noon, wherever we are. The way we've been introducing bills, we will still be introducing, reading, and referring bills. Then we will have an hour and a half lunch, and we work till 3 or 3:30. Hopefully we'll be finished by bills on third reading at that point in time, and then we will adjourn for the weekend. Get a good weekend's rest because it'll be a busy week next week.
The first bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 11.
House Joint Resolution 11, introduced by Representative Harshman.
First reading of the bill.
A joint resolution proposing to amend the Wyoming Constitution relating to the Superintendent of Public Instruction, eliminating the elected status of the State Superintendent on and after January 5th, 2015.
Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I move HJ 11 and ask for your adoption. Folks, just a quick history lesson. Of course, 1889, our Constitution spells out that we have a State Superintendent elected, and really says that the only duty is to supervise public education, but clearly states that the legislature will then grant further duties and powers to that office. And we've done that over the years. 1917, this House instituted our State Board of Education. Along with that, the first words of State Department of Education. And we even passed back in those days a Commissioner of Education that worked closely with the State Board. But really how this has evolved over the years, so our Constitution says that the legislative has the power for education to set education policy. We've done that through the State Board. And I think the Campbell decisions most recently have certainly affirmed that education policy is inherent now in this body, and it's part of our policy-making piece. And there's only 14 states left in the United States that have our current model of electing the chief education officer. And, you know, furthermore, I think it's as it's grown into this big job, it's like $261 million just in that office with federal funds and others to administer. It's become a very important administrative job with all of our accountability, assessment work, all those things. But so, and with No Child Left Behind. So I think how that's worked, I guess, you know, the Attorney General opinion, we've studied it in management audit in 05 and 06. The AG gave an opinion in 03 that the board sets policy through us and that the superintendent of education shall assist in implementing that policy. So it's been kind of an awkward relationship. Again, most states don't do it the way we do. And I would ask that we amend this to push it out 6 years so it does not affect this governor or this current superintendent. I've not, you know, this is not a political thing. I don't think you wait till it's a member of the minority party or majority party. There's really not a time to do it. The thing is about doing the right thing to bring in the best administrator we can for this critical role of state government.
Time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think this is a timely debate to have, but I think we're excluding some other possibilities that we need to be looking at along with these lines. And I will point out that I do stick up for the folks in Wyoming saying that they might be able to come up with who they think might be best to run the department. So I have a little gentle pushback on this amendment, and I think we should be looking at some other possibilities along with this. So I just raise those points. Thank you.
President Peasley.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I too push back just a little bit. I don't think we've been sincere enough in addressing the issues of education, the problems we're having. And I don't want to get misdirected with something this unimportant as far as I'm concerned. I like the voters say so in the election. I like to hear the dialogue we get with the superintendents debating these issues. And I thought it was a great election last time to hear that kind of dialogue, and it's going to get lost and we're just going to immerse more power in the governor's office. So I'm not keen on it. I just don't think it's a good idea. Thank you.
30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I appreciate the comments from my friends from Converse and Pine, or the lower southeast area. Appreciate your comments, and southwest, that is. And, you know, I guess it just comes down to how you think we should administer this vitally important area of education. And Wyoming is a unique place. It's more of a statewide system. And once again, we don't elect a person to supervise the Department of Health. We go out and get the best person we think can do that. And let's face it, the power of schools is still in the local boards. There's no doubt. They do the hiring and firing and make policy
time
in their districts. Thank you.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
No.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison. Edmonds,
no.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay excused, Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
no.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparic,
no.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
no.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
no.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Cheaters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Ronish,
no.
Ronish, no.
No.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker?
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Cheaters, aye to no. Eklund, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 36 aye, 23 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Joint Resolution 11 has been indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 78. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 78, introduced by Representative Wallace.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to administration of government executive orders.
Representative Wallace.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 78 and ask for your favorable consideration. Mr. Speaker, members of the 61st, in your box is a nice thick packet. The first thing I want you to do is count seven pages down, and you will come to the governor's executive order for the greater sage-grouse core area protection. Everything else in this packet from there on is an executive order. Right in front of that is an informal joint resolution, pass-around resolution, that is the only authority that this entire thing is based upon. Now, go back to the front of that handout. It has a few notes about our Constitution, with beginning with Article 2, Distribution of Powers, Section 1. Powers of the government of this state are divided into three distinct departments, the legislative, executive, and judicial, and no person or collection of persons charged with the exercise of powers properly belonging to one of these departments shall exercise any powers properly belonging to another one of these departments. And then note that in Article 3, we talk about the legislative department, that all power of the legislature is based here, that no law shall be passed except by bill, has to go to the Senate and the House, cannot become law without a vote of both houses. That pass-around joint resolution did not go to committee, did not get voted on, is not law. But what we have is an executive order with a great deal of detail that is based upon that. So what this bill does, and it's on page 2.
Representative Wallace, you're out of time.
Line 11.
Sorry. Representative Zwanitzer.
Just a question, Mr. Chairman. One of these executive orders is on, a couple of them are on non-smoking policies, requiring of seat belts, drug-free workplaces. If we pass this bill, do all those just become null and void? I just need some more information on that.
30 seconds. Kristen Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The answer to that is no. The essence of this bill is that the governor has the full power and authority to issue executive orders, even on policy decisions. But if that executive order does not list its authority, it comes to the legislature, ceases to be effective 15 days after the next legislative session. Research manual breaks it out for you, which ones already have that, which ones don't.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Licorie.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Esquivel, Freeman,
no.
Gay, excused, Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubnow,
aye.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters. Teeters, aye. Throne.
Aye.
Braunish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Gingery, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 51 aye, 8 no, 1 excused.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 78 is introduced and is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 88. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 88, introduced by Representative Crone.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicles, DUI penalties.
Representative Crone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the adoption of House Bill 88 and ask for your favorable consideration. I think a good starting point is to begin with where we're at in terms of the current statutory construction for felony DUI in Wyoming. An individual has to have 4 felony DUI convictions within a 10-year period in order to be considered a felony DUI. This bill tries to address what I believe is what's lacking in the system for these hardcore offenders that we have out there. We have people that are getting 4, 5, 6, 7 DUI convictions within a 10-year period. We have folks that have that high a number of convictions that are out on the roads, placing our communities in danger, and they are the maximum penalty that a court can impose in these situations, whether it's the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, the 9th, or 10th lifetime DUI is 2 years of incarceration. That's all. This bill is very simple, very straightforward. It gives courts discretion to raise that 2-year period to a 7-year period. That allows for 2 things, a longer probationary period. These longer probationary periods allow for courts to order intensive treatment that can go on in some cases longer than a year. It also gives the courts authority to take these drivers that have no interest in treatment, no interest in not driving drunk on our roads, and taking them off our streets for a longer period of time. So I urge your support of this bill. I think it's very timely in terms of these hardcore offenders that we have, and I would certainly appreciate an aye vote. Thank you.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Conflict.
Botten, conflict. Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell. Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds, Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay excused, Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone, Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lebno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff, Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Braunish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 58 aye, 1 excused, 1 conflict.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 88 is introduced, referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 97. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 97, introduced by Representative Crone.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to employment, protection of activities in private vehicles.
Representative Crone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the adoption of House Bill 97 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this is a modified version of the bill that I brought during the general session that deals with the situation where companies have policies, specific policies that do not allow law-abiding citizens to have firearms in their personal vehicles. So you'll have a situation where you'll be perfectly entitled to have a handgun or a rifle, either for personal protection or for the ability to hunt either before or after work. There'll be company policies that prohibit that, even though this is your private vehicle, your personal vehicle, not a company vehicle, not a company property. So the situation is that these policies disallow ordinary gun rights, gun owners, to exercise their Second Amendment rights. So this is a modified version. I think it's more simple, more straightforward than last year's bill. It does not put any requirements on companies to have a separate area for these private vehicles. That would be on the individual that is wishing to have the firearm. There's no additional requirements on companies that would prohibit companies from having policies that don't allow firearms in their facilities. So that stays the same. If a company says, we don't want firearms within the facility, that's still permissible under this bill. So I would ask that you would vote aye on this so that we can have a further debate. I know that there's been several members that have suggested amendments to me. I think this is an important bill for Second Amendment rights. I think it's a fair balance between private property rights and Second Amendment rights, and I would urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Representative Button.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a question. As it was presented, it was business-related, and as I read this, isn't it applicable to everybody? And if it's applicable to everybody and somebody parks a car in my driveway as an invitee, I can ask them to leave, and that would be a trespass. I can do that. But if they have a gun in the trunk, now I can't ask them to leave. And I could have 100 people with guns in their trunks, and all of a sudden they're on my driveway, and I can't get rid of them. Is that how it reads? Thank you.
Representative Barbudo.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a quick question. In my county, we have a lot of large employers that are well outside the city limits. They have restrictive language in their policies on having guns in your vehicles because of what they produce at their plant sites and things like that. I mean, there's a legitimate danger due to chemicals and things. So I just want to find out what in your bill addresses that concern.
Chairman McComey.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe I've heard this before, this something similar to this, but we're getting into the area of private property rights versus personal property rights, I guess, and it's kind of a gray area. I think I will have trouble supporting the bill.
Representative Crone, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll begin with Chairman McComey's comment. I agree. I think this is a very difficult area. It's a conflict of rights where you have personal property rights versus Second Amendment rights. And I think that in this situation, I've done my best to draft this bill as a real compromise, there's some real center ground here in terms of not trampling on private property rights and not trampling on Second Amendment rights. As to Representative Barbudo's question, this bill does not prohibit those companies from saying, no, you cannot have firearms in these areas of the facility.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Blake, would you please confirm your vote?
Aye. Okay.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay. Excused. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart. Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Patton,
no.
Peasley,
aye.
Patterson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Cheaters,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Vronish,
aye.
Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 46 aye, 13 no, 1 excused.
Having received approval of the vote of two-thirds of the members elected, House Bill 97 is introduced, referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 98. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 98, introduced by Representative Zwanitzer Dunn.
First reading the bill.
An act relating to voting rights.
Representative Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 98 is an old friend of the body. It got a little jumbled in committee last year, so this year I've brought back a better, improved version. As many of you know, two states never allow felons to vote again. The other 48 states do. Of those, Wyoming is still the most restrictive. We currently mandate a 5-year waiting period and a petition to the Board of Parole. What this bill does is allow nonviolent felons to have their voting rights reinstated after 1 year has passed and they have completed and been discharged from their sentence, including all their probation and parole. Even with this bill, we will be more restrictive than 40 other states, but I do think this bill is a step this body could be comfortable with. It does not apply to violent felony convictions. They still have to get a gubernatorial pardon, and it does mandate a year waiting period, which could be as long as 3 years, depending on the voting cycle. But let me tell you the real problem right now. This bill solves an administrative nightmare between states, as Wyoming has different regulations than our neighbors. There is no current interstate tracking by election officials in respect to felony convictions, so convicted felons from other states can move to Wyoming and vote in our elections if they change their residency in as little as 30 days, but our own citizenry has to wait 5 years and get permission from the patrol board, and it's just not fair and it's not right. Inversely, felons in our state can move somewhere else and vote in their elections. And I think why I brought this bill back this year, with all this redistricting talk, we talked a lot about disenfranchisement. We even drew a legislative district that's 50 miles tall by 3 miles wide just to incorporate 500 felons in a prison to make, you know, our redistricting plan work. And I do believe people mess up and they should be punished, but every study out there says we should try to reintegrate these, you know, reformed felons back into our society as quickly as possible. So once again, this bill only applies to nonviolent felons. It makes them wait an absolute minimum of 1 year before getting their voting rights back, and it moves the ball down the field for the state, so instead of being the 48th most restrictive state in the country, we're the 42nd. Thank you.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My concern is that there are a certain class of sexual crimes that are not considered violent crimes, and those folks would have those rights restored. So before we do that, I think we need to be aware of that.
Representative Croker.
I just have a question. I'm not necessarily on or against the bill. I remember last year when this came up, it was automatic that the state kind of took the initiative to restore the rights to the felon. Is that still the case, or do they have to take the initiative themselves to apply to have their voting rights returned to them?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Those two responses. Yes, depending on the sexual crime, some are listed as violent felonies and some are listed as nonviolent felonies, and that's certainly a talk we should have in this body on how we should list sex offenses, but not necessarily important to this bill. What this bill does is a combination of the two between, it does make the nonviolent felon ask for their rights back, but it does charge the Department of Corrections with offering the opportunity if they want to take it. So if they get discharged, they could opt for the form and then a year later get them reinstated.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman. Gay excused. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
No.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
No.
Miller. Moniz.
No.
Nicholas. Nicholas.
No.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlek.
Aye.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Ronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 21 aye, 38 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive approval of the two-thirds of the members elected, House Bill 98 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is Representative Moniz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you. If I could, ladies and gentlemen, our State 4-H leadership team is down watching us today. They're in the West Balcony. If they'd stand up, I'd be glad to introduce you. The adults with them are Warren Crawford, Robin Schomber, and Lindsay Moniz. The youth are Coulter Otwell from Crook County, Lynn Bloom from Campbell County, Jason Musbelt from Niobrara County, Thomas Schaefer from Sublette County, McKenna Britton from Teton County, and Olivia Roybal from Carbon County. Please welcome them.
Representative Yagi? No. All right. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 110. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 110, introduced by Representative Yagi.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to workers' compensation attorney fees.
Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Having worked with workers' comp since I've been here, and having some of the problems that we've had working with the Department of Workforce Services, I bring you this bill in an effort to help with the appeal process that the workers' comp folks have. So I think this is just going to help us get cases done fast and not just be drug on and drug on. So thank you.
Mr. Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition to this bill. I would say that in this particular piece of legislation, it requires an attorney to prevail to be compensated. That pushes the onus onto the injured party that would then have to go out and purchase private attorney services. Many of them can't afford to do that. That prevailing attorney, let me say this again. In order for that attorney to be compensated, they have to prevail. If they lose, and that would prohibit, I shouldn't say prohibit, that would make it much more difficult for a injured party to find an attorney to represent them. Thank you.
Representative Greer.
No.
Representative Nicholas.
I rise in opposition to this bill. 60% of all of the cases that are appealed up to district court and then on to the Supreme Court are reversed. And they're reversed because the court says that the OAH made the wrong decision. What this bill will do was simply disallow all those appeals because attorneys won't be doing it. I do a lot of these types of cases, and it would directly affect my ability and willingness to do these type of appeals, even though I win well over 50% of all the appeals. I have a comprehensive rewrite of the Workers' Compensation Act that I'm going to be presenting in the general session, and I think this issue can be addressed then, and so I would move that you deny the bill.
30 seconds, Representative Yagi.
Mr. Speaker, I yield my time to Representative Greer.
Representative Greer.
Mr. Speaker, I'd just like to state that this deals with appeals. We still are providing an attorney for an injured worker to have a right to a hearing to be heard and take it to that level. This deals with those appeals, and it brings it back to a point of there is a consequence on bringing an appeal. There's an economic decision to take that after you've had the right to be heard, to take that on and challenge that at the higher level. That's all this is doing. I encourage your support.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
No.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay excused. Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
No.
Freer.
Aye.
Green.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway. Illaway. Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder. Roscoe.
No.
Simlick.
No.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
No.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Illaway.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Childers, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 33 aye, 26 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive approval of two-thirds of the members elected, House Bill 110 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 112. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 112, introduced by Representative Barbudo.
First reading the bill.
An act relating to battery against a family member.
Representative Barbudo.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move House Bill 112 for introduction. Currently, in our state statutes, in order for a person to be found guilty of a subsequent conviction of battery against a family member, the second conviction has to happen within 10 years of the previous. To receive a third conviction, it has to happen within 10 years of the second, the third being the felony level. What this bill does is take out what we call the look-back periods, the 5 years and 10 years, and brings the felony fine level up to from 5 years up to 5 years to up to 10 years, and the fine from $2,000 up to $10,000. If this bill sounds familiar, I think you'll remember it from last session when we overwhelmingly supported it in this House. It was not introduced on the Senate side and died in the drawer over there. Anyhow, I'm asking that you support this again this year. I think we can get it through to the other hall and make a positive change to our state statutes.
Reading clerk will read the bill. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman. Gay excused. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey. Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen. Pedersen. Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Vronish. Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Pedersen. 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 I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Harshman. No to aye. McComey. No to aye. Are there any other changes? Pedersen, the vote is closed. 44 aye, 14 no, 1 excused, 1 absent.
Having received approval from two-thirds of those members elected, House Bill 112 is introduced and referred to Committee No. 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 115. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 115, introduced by Representative Nicholas.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to eminent domain.
Representative Nicholas.
Mr. Speaker, I bring this bill to, I think, clarify what the existing statute says, both 405 and 4509, dealing with eminent domain. There are three changes to the statute that I have listed here. The first is merely a clarification that you must prove all of the elements of what you have to show in order to have eminent domain. 405A has three elements that you have to show in order to have eminent domain. You have to show public interest. You have to show that it's the most compatible with the greatest public good and the least private injury. And finally, you have to show that the project is necessary. Those three elements have to be shown before you can have eminent domain. What the first change is clarify that, in fact, you have to prove all three. And the reason that this bill is being brought, by the way, because of a specific court decision that occurred up in the middle part of the state, where the court, even though there are those three elements, those three elements just simply weren't required. And so I think that change number one is just a clarification of that language. Number two, the other change has to do with attorney's fees, which is at 509. The statute already applies for attorney's fees, but if you go down to line 10, it says you have to prove both 504-2 and 504-3 in order to get your attorney's fees. In other words, if someone brings a condemnation action and you lose, if they prove one of the elements, the court doesn't have to award attorney's fees, even though the court says we're not going to condemn the property because you didn't prove your elements. So I think that's a clarification of the original intent. It's simply what we intended to do in the first place. And finally, the last change is on page on line 6 and 8, it says public and private entities. And the reason that is because if the state of Wyoming brings a condemnation and you lose, then theoretically you may not have to pay the state of Wyoming, even though you had to pay a private entity. And so that's the purpose of the bill. Thank you.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro tem on and against House Bill 115. This is really rooted in one single case and one single instance that came out of my home county. And rather than clarification, I think it fundamentally changes the rights, responsibilities, and duties under the eminent domain statute. It does include an attorney's fees provision, but this body should remember there are 8 different attorney's fees provisions already in the eminent domain statute. If a condemnation action is brought in any way in bad faith, attorney's fees are awarded. And so that is a covered issue under eminent domain. The other significant issue is that it requires a dismissal if you screw up just a little bit on your condemnation action. For example, in Natrona County, they tried to condemn an area that was just a little bit too wide, and the court came back and said, no, you have to narrow it, but still awarded the condemnation. Under this change, that whole case would have been thrown out and dismissed. I would urge you to vote against this because it is a fundamental change in the way we do eminent domain.
Rebuttal, Representative Nicholas, 30 seconds.
It's always fun because lawyers can argue against each other all day long. I represent it's not a fundamental change. And when people come in to take your private property and you have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in attorney's fees, I think you ought to be reimbursed for it, and it's a reasonable thing to consider on the floor. Thank you.
Chief Clerk shall call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
No.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison. Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt. Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
No.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim. McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
No.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
No.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
No.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Lubno? No to aye. Davison? No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 32 aye, 27 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds for introduction, House Bill 115 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 116. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 116, introduced by Representative Throne.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to cities, towns, and counties regarding impact assistance to local governments.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. As many of you may know, we have a formula and a process for providing impact assistance to cities, towns, and counties for large industrial facilities. We do not, however, have any protocol in place for impact assistance for oil and gas impacts because they are exempt from the industrial siting impact. The purpose of this bill is to provide a structure for getting impact assistance to municipalities in the case of massive oil and gas impact. It's modeled after a bill that we passed last year related to road impacts from the Niobrara play, and uses the same process to send the decision to the SLIP board. Don't be concerned about the appropriation. That's frankly an arbitrary number, and certainly willing to consider much less than that. Also, given the fact that we may not have any immediate oil and gas projects on the horizon, this would be a good time for us to put something in play rather than always reacting as we have been in the past.
Seeing no opposition, the chief clerk shall call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Vatten.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft. Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
no.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay excused, Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
no.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
no.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Vronish,
aye.
Wallace,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 41 aye, 18 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 116, having received the two-thirds necessary for introduction, is assigned to appropriations. Representative McKim, privilege of the floor.
Thank you. Privilege of the floor. Thank you. I'd like to introduce some people from Star Valley who's with us today. If you join me in welcoming them, we have Tim Moyer and Scott Thompson, who is accompanying a group of teenagers from Star Valley up here in the North Balcony. Please stand.
next bill for our consideration is House Bill 118. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 118, introduced by Representative Pedersen.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public employee compensation.
Representative Pedersen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 118 and ask for your favorable consideration. Deferred compensation program by state contribution is not the other bill I ran. This one is a bill that will take care of. We do not have the ability currently right now at the way that we're funding to fund COLAs within our current program. Most of the states that fund COLAs have a contribution rate of around 18%. Our current contribution rate is 14.12. This bill will work to incentivize our current employees to self-fund a portion of their own COLA by increasing the state match. We have a 457 within the state is our deferred compensation plan. Within it, we have a little matching. If you put in 20, they'll match you 20. What this does is increase it from a minimum of 20 to a maximum of 2%. So if an individual will save 2% of their income towards their retirement, the state will match that amount. It incentivizes people to be engaged in their own retirement and helps take care of the costs of COLAs, because to fully fund a COLA right now at the maximum rate would reduce our actuarial funded ratio down to around 65%. And so there are some serious consequences to putting that in. And this is a way of mitigating that and having people taking part in their own retirement piece.
Chairman McCormick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, excuse me. A couple questions, I guess. One of them is I applaud the idea to increase the compensation or the state participation in the deferred comp plan, but I'm a little concerned about taking this money when you're talking about what we should be doing is trying to figure out a way to also give a COLA to those retirees that have already been retired. And I don't know if that addresses it, and I'm concerned this might be taking money away from that ability to do that.
Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, just kind of a question, I guess, comment. You know, the sponsor and myself talked about this idea to kind of incentivize a self-funded COLA, but from the $20 thing to a 2% is a pretty big jump, particularly for some folks at the upper end of the wage scale in state government. Now, many folks in state government are the folks here working after hours when we leave and that kind of thing, but who really don't have the 2%. This is the idea, but I think it's just a little early right now. I really do. And I think when we do this whole kind of overhaul and look at state retirement, we're going to have to kind of incentivize some kind of self-funded COLA. So I like this idea. If you want to vote for it, we can take money out, whatever. It's $17 million. That's my only thing that gives me heartburn right now, because really about every dollar we spend, we might be coming back cutting $2 here in another year or two. So that's my only thing. It's a great idea. I love the idea. Maybe it passes and we strip the money out of it and we work on it and massage it a little bit. But, God, I don't know if there's a question in there. Thank you, my friend from Laramie County.
Rebuttal, 30 seconds. Representative Pedersen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Really, retirements is a very complex issue, and you take it on in separate pieces. This is not the ability to fund current retirees with a COLA, and that would be something that would have to be addressed in a separate bill and separate appropriation. This is an ability to take up the people who are working right now, take care of their ability to fund their own COLA, incentivize them to have a part in it, and then hopefully we can perhaps split the system into what we're taking care of for folks who are already retired and then what we can do to have folks help themselves who are currently working.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Blickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Escobel,
no. Freeman,
aye.
Gay, excused, Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
no.
Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
no.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparic,
no.
Croker,
aye.
Krohn,
no.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
No.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Cheaters.
Aye.
Throne.
No.
Vronish. Wallace. Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 31 aye, 28 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 118, having failed to reach the necessary two-thirds of introduction, is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 121. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 121, introduced by the Appropriation Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to abandoned mine land funds.
Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 121 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, the abandoned mine land funds are in a new format this year, being in a bill specifically standalone and taken out of our budget request that we typically do. And the reason is that we felt like we have been managing this account with legislative direction for several years. These funds will come to an end in 2021. Keep in mind that we receive about 50% of these revenues back. These are funds that the Wyoming companies pay for producing coal, and the first $33 million are used for reclamation of abandoned mine sites in Wyoming. This stems back from the Surface Mine Control and Reclamation Act of 1977. So this isn't anything new to us. What I would advise you to do is to really look this bill over this weekend. We're reauthorizing, we're appropriating new funds, we're modifying, and we're amending the list of abandoned mine land projects that we've worked on through the years. You'll be quite familiar with a lot of them because School of Energy is one in particular, but most of these projects doing with research, advancement of coal technology, now we're looking at liquid gas, various different things to make certain that we ensure a healthy future for Wyoming's natural resources. So please have a look at these different programs in here. We will bring the bill back, and we'll have three readings on it for us to thoroughly discuss it with you, and I'll try to get you a good handout. On the back, you'll see the fiscal note. It's at about $33 million for projects, and we redirected about $45 million. So also the book that we have up in front, the Department 20, has a good line out on the abandoned mine land funds.
Representative Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, Pro Tem. Just a question for the Chair of Appropriations. I'm curious about the relationship of the bill and the particular elements of the bill with the budget. So if, for example, there is the possibility that some of the elements of AML money could be moved to the general fund, vice versa, and so I'm curious about how to treat a bill in relationship to the budget.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see the...
Hold on just a second. Sorry. Is it Representative Vronish? Did you have opposition?
Mr. Chairman, I have a... Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a question for the good representative. Are there any funds in here for the remediation of the problems with the Tree Street people in Rock Springs?
Any further opposition? Okay. Rebuttal, 30 seconds.
Mr. Chairman, on the Tree Street situation, I believe if you look in the agency's book, you'll see that there's been a lot of mitigation done with the reclamation funds on that, and I can help you with that further. As far as treating this differently than the budget bill, no, it's not treated any differently. You'll take it with an amendment on first, second, and third reading.
Chief Clerk should call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Boughton. Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Krohn.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lebno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stebson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Braunisch.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Goggles, no to aye. Barbudo, no to aye. Blake, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 121, having received the necessary two-thirds for introduction, is assigned to Appropriations Committee Number 2. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 100. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 100, introduced by Representative Croker.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to Wyoming Sound Money Act.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move House Bill 100 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill has an appropriate number because House Bill 100 deserves 100% of your support. In Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution, it specifically directs the states that they are allowed to use gold and silver coin as legal tender, and that is what this bill proposes to do. It would create an alternative currency for our citizens to use in case anything ever happens to the Federal Reserve note. I believe this is timely because with the United States government's credit rating dropping, our Federal Reserve note currency is in peril, and I just want to have an alternative set up. This bill also removes the sales tax on gold and silver coins, because if it's currency, it shouldn't be, transactions exchanging one form of a currency to another shouldn't be taxed. It also allows depositories to be set up for people to physically store their gold and silver so they can use transactions with, you know, check, debit card against it and not have to physically carry gold and silver, and it makes it completely optional, so no one would ever be forced to use gold and silver as currency unless they had a contract specifying so.
Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I guess my question was, is there anything in the statute now that precludes this legal tender, or gold and silver being legal tender? And I was not aware of it, if there is. The other one is there been some demand from the public on input as far as this, or how did this come about, I guess?
Any further opposition? 30-second rebuttal, Representative Croker.
It came about. Utah passed a similar piece of legislation last year, and there is some in a lot of the the presidential debates. You've heard talk about ending the Fed, so there is it is the need for looking at an alternative currency. And current statute is pretty unclear on the matter.
Reading clerk or chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo,
no.
Berger,
no.
Blake,
no.
Flickrey,
no.
Bonner. Boughton,
no.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
no.
Burkhart,
aye.
Byrd,
no.
Campbell,
no.
Kennedy,
no.
Childers,
no.
Connolly,
no.
Kraft,
no.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Freeman,
no.
Gay excused, Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
no.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Patton,
no.
Peasley,
aye.
Patterson,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Petroff,
no.
Korberg, Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
no.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Braunisch,
no.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 28 aye, 31 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 100, having failed to reach the necessary two-thirds for introduction, is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 101. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 101, introduced by Representative Childers.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to veterans tax exemption on property taxes.
Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 101 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill is really quite simple. Over the past summer, I've had a number of calls from veterans saying that they missed the deadline on their application for the tax exemption. And all I'm doing is, for the veterans, removing the necessity for them to phone in to extend their exemption. I think it's should be done. The veterans deserve it. And I don't think it's too complicated for the departments to run it. So that's the bill.
Representative Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Love this program. Great exemption. Love it. However, we do need to be aware of the burden we will be placing on our county assessors if this passes. And the fact is they'll have to acquire more staff. They'll be responsible to finding out if that veteran still lives there 6 months out of the year. If it's a rental, they'll have to call. They'll have to do inspections. And we're going to take and place a burden that we may not be thinking about on our county governments with this. Again, great program. I just wish you to take that into consideration. Thank you.
Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. This was up 2 or 3 years ago, and the wording was put in there as you see it originally, specifically for a check on whether somebody died. And the testimony we got at the time was that in the bigger counties especially, you don't know when somebody's died. In small towns, you do. But it's a big issue that the initiative has to come from the taxpayer. And I don't think it's too much to ask to put a telephone call in and say, I'm still alive and I'd like to apply again. Thank you.
30-second rebuttal, Chairman Childers.
Well, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I feel like that the clerks can handle all these issues. And as I said earlier, the veterans deserve it. With that, I call for the vote.
Chief Clerk shall call the roll.
Barbuto.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
No.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Gay excused. Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman. Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt. Hunt. Illaway.
No.
Yagi. Kasparic.
No.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
No.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
No.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Bronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Hunt? I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Lockhart? Aye to no. Edmonds? No to aye. Harshman? No, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 33 aye, 25 no, 1 excused, 1 absent.
Having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds, House Bill 101 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 105. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 105, introduced by Representative Petrov.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to property. Property taxation and exemption improvement and service to districts.
Representative Petrov.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move House Bill 105 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill would exempt special improvement districts from property taxes on property owned by the district. We currently exempt a number of service districts like water, sewer, irrigation, pest control, hospital, museum, and conservation districts. And of these like service districts, this bill proposes adding special improvement districts to also be exempt from property owned by the district. So I ask for your favorable vote for introduction.
Seeing no opposition, I'd ask the chief clerk to call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brechtel. Brown. Burkhart,
aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
no.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
no.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
no.
Gay excused, Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt, Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparik,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
no.
Lubnow,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
McComey,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
no.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petrov,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick, Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
no.
Dronish,
aye.
Wallace,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Pedersen, aye to no. Hunt, aye to no. Edmonds, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 32 aye, 27 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds for introduction, House Bill 105 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 106. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 106, introduced by Representative Miller.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation and revenue, local option tax municipalities.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I move House Bill 106 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a bill that affects those counties that have a couple of larger cities or a number of smaller cities even when they try to vote in a local option tax. Right now, the whole county has to support it. So those reps here that represent the larger counties, Natrona, Laramie County, Natrona County, you really don't have much of a dog in this fight. It's where we are in Fremont County with two larger cities, Park County, where we have the Cody PAL. If Cody wants something and it doesn't benefit Powell, they can't get the Powell voters to vote for it. Same in Fremont County, same in Lincoln County. So again, the bill's not perfect right now. I'm working with several people right now to get it ready for
hopefully with a positive vote in committee to get it flowing correctly. So I ask for your favorable vote. Let us get it to committee, try to make this work, and help these cities that want a local option tax but doesn't need the other city to vote on it. Thank you.
Seeing no opposition, I'd ask the chief clerk to call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman. Gay excused. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Peasley. Aye.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlich.
Aye.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Cheaters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 55 aye, 4 no, 1 excused.
Having received the necessary two-thirds for introduction, House Bill 106 is assigned to Revenue, Committee Number 3. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 94. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 94, introduced by Representative Kraft.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to unemployment insurance exclusions.
Representative Kraft.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill number 94 and ask for your favorable consideration. This particular bill addresses a specific amendment that was put onto the Wyoming Employment Security Law covering when you can collect unemployment insurance and when you can't. This amendment made very specific reference to people who work in educational institutions and are classified employees. So not administrators or teachers, but the bus drivers and the school lunch workers, and they work seasonally. Now, if you work seasonally in any other occupation, the months you are not working, you can claim unemployment benefits. If you work seasonally in an education institution, you can't do that. And what the amendment says is if you are given a reasonable assurance that you'll have a job the next school year, you can't claim for the summer months. Now, this doesn't say we're hiring you, we're offering you a job, we're offering you a contract. That just says somebody says, you know, Joe, you did a good job and we hope we get you back. That's all they have to do. And these people have those months where they are unable to claim any kind of unemployment, unlike any other group in the state. So all this bill does is strike that amendment and put everyone on an equal playing field. I would urge your support. Thank you.
Seeing no opposition, I'd ask the chief clerk to call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
No.
Bonner.
No.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Berg.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy. Childers.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
No.
Croker. Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
No.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlich.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Ronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes?
Gingery.
Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 20 ayes, 39 noes, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds, House Bill 94 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 103. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 103, introduced by Representative Harshman.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to school finance.
Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Folks, I think this was House Bill, 47. Is that right? That we voted down on the first day. And it has several things in it that are important that JAC and JEC worked on some of the school finance. But the big rub is obviously how we compute the regional cost adjustment. And the hedonic, the WCLI, and the 1.0 hold harmless are current practice. Three things, hedonic, WCLI, and 1.0. House Bill 47 took the Wyoming Cost of Living Index out, so it had two. It just had the hedonic and the 1.0. So what I've done is just added current practice back in with the updated hedonic. Now, we have to update our this is part of recalibration. Why it wasn't done last year in recalibration is simply the 2010 census data wasn't done. Well, you know all our work with redistricting, you don't ignore the 2010 census. We have to keep updating our things. So I've got the updated information. There's a handout just hit your desk. It's colored to top. I think you can find yourself, of course, everybody wants to look to their district, so you can see the current policy with the 2005 hedonic. Then you see the 2011 hedonic, the WCLI 12-13, and then the 100 hold harmless, and your district will fit into one of those. Now, there's some that receive less money because things have changed. You know, your wages or your population or those things have changed. But if you flip over the second page, with me, it's the exact same information, except it's sorted differently with the folks who will receive a decrease in funding, and you can see it's 0.5%, 0.99%, 0.96%, and so on. And then the folks who has no change, it doesn't affect at all. And then there's some who have some increases, 0.51%, 0.52 at the bottom, 1.66 is the biggest, I think, or no, 2.02 is the biggest towards the bottom at Sweetwater. So things have changed with the 2010 census. We're going to have to update this one way or the other. I think something has come through the Senate similar to this. I think there are folks out there who have a little heartburn with how the new hedonic group counties together. And I think you educate the body and bring an amendment on that if you so choose. But we've got to update the data. You don't ignore the 2010 census. So I'd really appreciate your vote on this, and I'm sure there'll be amendments to come with folks who maybe have lost a 0.5% or a percent in the update. So thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Representative Blickley.
Mr. Speaker, I don't agree that we have to do this year. We recalibrated last year, and now we want to just say, never mind, we're just going to change it this year, and are we going to change it again next year and the year after that? Recalibration means recalibration. That's when we tell the school districts what money they're going to have. I urge you to defeat this bill.
Representative Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. As the good bringer of the bill mentioned, similar version of this bill is already making its way through the Senate, so we just don't see a need to overlap the bills.
Representative McComey.
I guess I have a question. I did what the bringer asked me to do, and I looked at my district, and I see that they're in one wage they're 101%, then they're 0.96%, and then they're 101%, but they lose $250,000. Explain that to me.
30-second rebuttal. Representative Harshman.
Thank you. You know, it's not my deal. I listen to a consultant as the JAC, JEC issue, but this is an update. And I think, read Campbell 4. This is the 2012 WCLI. It's not the 2005 WCLI. We've got the 2005 hedonic. And are we going to let that roll for 20 more years? No, we'd have done it a year ago, but we didn't have the data from the census. It's going to be really important. I don't think we want to get into this where we don't use the most up-to-date data. I mean, you read Campbell 4, that's our plan. Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Chief Clerk shall call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Flickrey.
No.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay excused. Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
No.
Green.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
No.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Lebno.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Peasley. Peterson,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Petroff,
no.
Korberg,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Roscoe,
no.
Simlick,
no.
Stewart,
no.
Stebson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Vronish,
no.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
no.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Peterson? No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 10 aye, 49 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 103 is indefinitely postponed. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to direct your attention to the galleries. This morning we are joined by more than 50 teachers from around our great state. These teachers are here for a two-day civic education conference. And this morning they are learning about the legislative branch. Please help me in welcoming these dedicated educators to the House. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 108. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 108, introduced by Representative McKim.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to teacher certification.
Representative McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 108 for introduction. Ask for your favorable consideration. House Bill 108 deals with the Professional Teaching Standard Board's teacher certification program. Currently, if a teacher wants to teach in a person wants to teach in Wyoming, they have to obtain a license or a certificate to do so. To do that, they have to make application to the Professional Teaching Standard Board by supplying an application and also a set of fingerprints for a background check. The Professional Teaching Standard Board issues a license, takes the fingerprints, and sends them over to the Department of Criminal Investigation for a criminal background check. If something should come back wrong on the license or on the background check, then the board has to go through the revoking of a license. What I want to do with this particular bill is just turn that procedure around. I want the license not to be issued until the background check is done first. So if you'll turn to page 3 in your bill, to do so, we have to give the board the right to deny and refuse to renew certifications, and also on that's on line 8. On line 11, it talks about misrepresentation on an application, and that's the language we need to include for the Professional Teaching Standards Board. At the bottom of page 3, it simply states that no certification shall be issued or renewed under this section until a criminal history background check has been performed. Now, there is a little heartburn or some concerns in the bill on page 2. Line 20, it says applicants for initial and renewal of. Now, this is not set in stone, but this is simply an option or something we put in there to look at. The main focus of this bill is simply to reverse the procedure that's going on now, make sure that the criminal background check is done first, and then issue the license. By doing so, we hope to eliminate any of the problems we have with a professional teaching standard board.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles. Greer, Green, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Illaway, Yagi, Kasparic, Croker, Crone, Lockhart, Laux, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson,
aye.
Petruff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Bronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Having received the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 108 is introduced and is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution Number 7. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Joint Resolution Number 7, introduced by Representative Brechtel.
First reading the bill.
An act, a joint resolution requesting Congress and the President of the United States to reverse the policy of the United States Department of Health and Human Services regarding health plan coverage of sterilization, abortive actions, and contraception.
Representative Brechtel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I bring you House Joint Resolution Number 7 and ask your favorable consideration. A January 20th insurance coverage mandate will soon force many of our religious affiliated medical providers, schools, and other institutions to decide whether to violate their consciences, close their doors, refuse services to other faiths. By federal rule, all employees must purchase insurance products, even if the purchase of these products violate their deepest held beliefs. Regardless of the intentions of this is the taking of First Amendment inalienable rights. Without assured freedom of conscience, there can be no assured freedom of speech or freedom of religion. House Joint Resolution 7 will send a clear message to Washington in support of laws protective of our First Amendment rights and to encourage the reversing of this rule. Thomas Jefferson once said, "No provision ought to be dearer than that which protects the rights of conscience." The mandatory change occurs in August of this year. It's very timely. Please defend our First Amendment rights. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Kraft.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would ask you to resist this joint resolution. I would suggest that there's a little bit of a misunderstanding here, because what the requirement in the resolution is that all FDA-approved prescriptions can be covered. Now, there's already a big religious exemption in there. There's 335,000 churches and houses of worship that are already exempted from this. This is about people who work in institutions that serve and employ Americans of diverse religious backgrounds. They now are indeed being asked to provide well woman services. I would submit to you that taking a job is not the same thing as joining a church. And I would submit that in America, organizations that participate in the public sphere abide by the public laws. This is not talking about churches, houses of worship, or those institutions. This is talking
Time's
about
up.
Those
One
who
minute.
Provide in the public
Time
sphere.
Time is up.
Thank you.
Any more opposition? 30 seconds, Representative Brechtel.
Mr. Speaker, I yield my time to the good representative from House District 12.
Representative Edmonds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Body, what I would suggest to you is that absolutely this is
this is an issue about free expression, and the Constitution is very clear, and it's the reason that this is such a firestorm across the nation. So let's not be split by any of the arguments against it. Let's stand together like our unified federal delegation and send a clear message saying that here in Wyoming we respect the Constitution, we expect our current president to also respect it, that he does not have the right to trample it. These institutions absolutely have the right to exercise their religious beliefs, and those should not be taken
Time's
away.
Up. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay excused. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley. Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
no.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
no.
Semlich,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Braunisch,
no.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 46 aye, 13 no, 1 excused.
Having received approval from two-thirds of the members elected, House Joint Resolution number 7 is introduced and is referred to Committee number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 107. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 107, introduced by Representative Dan Zwanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Agriculture Commission study.
Representative Zwanitzer.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 107 asks for a year-long study to determine the feasibility of creating an agriculture commission in the state of Wyoming. This would take into account the current statutory missions of the Wyoming Department of Agriculture and other agriculture-related entities in Wyoming, including our Livestock Board and the Division of Agribusiness and the Business Council. Most of us know the conversation has been out there for decades if the Livestock Board and the Department of Ag should be in the same entity. This bill simply asks for a study to see if this is a feasible option that would not only save the state money, but enhance and empower the agency. We have two kind of separate conversations going on in state government this bill addresses. First is how can we enhance and empower agriculture in Wyoming? As you all know, our historical system of agriculture in Wyoming is changing. And to meet the future needs of our economy and our state and even our, you know, national economy and federal government, how are we going to do that in the future? The second conversation we have, especially this year in this body, is how we have consistency among state agencies. Currently, the Livestock Board CEO and the state veterinarian work for the board and not for the governor. And the conflict continues to arise in the fact that we've now revised the same statute 4 times in the last 8 years in this body, and everyone still admits it's a bit murky on how it all works. The bill also talks about the possibility of removing the brand program from state control now that we've made it self-supporting and putting it back in its own separate entity. I have talked to all the affected entities. The resounding thing that I heard was this has to be removed from state government, and we need an independent evaluation from the outside, outside of the industry, outside of the state, to see if this concept could work. I am bringing it this year as the bill contemplates a 1-year study. A year from now, if it turns out it works, we can have a year to assimilate the statutes and to create a new agency or an entity in 2014 biennium. I personally believe that each one of these entities has 100 employees each. If we could, you know, we'd save millions of dollars and have a more streamlined structure. If we create a commission-type entity like YDOT or the Game and Fish have a commission-type structure.
Time's up.
Thank you.
Opposition, Chairman Teeters.
Thank you. I just have a question as to what the genesis of this conversation has been. I think the autonomy that we've had in the past between the different branches has been good, and it would definitely give the governor more control and more power over the current system. So those are my concerns, but I'd like to have more background.
Representative Zwanitzer, 30 seconds.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. You know, from everyone I've talked to, the conversation really has been out there since the 70s, if these two entities should be joined. And so You know, what I'm really asking for is an in-depth study to say, good idea or bad idea. I'd at least like the opportunity to present this bill to a committee and really have the conversation in a committee that we've never had for 40 years in the state if this is a good step to take. Thanks.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
No.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
No.
Harshman. Harshman. Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz. Nicholas.
No.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Braunisch.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
Harshman.
Excused.
Harshman excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Campbell? No. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 26 aye, 32 no, 2 excused.
Having failed to receive approval of two-thirds of the members elected, House Bill 107 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 12. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Joint Resolution number 12, introduced by Representative Petroff.
First reading of the bill.
A joint resolution requesting Congress to pass a comprehensive deficit and debt reduction plan and urging support from the President of the United States.
Representative Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Joint Resolution number 12 and ask for your favorable consideration. Fellow members of the 61st Legislature, our federal debt has the potential to be the defining issue of our lifetime. I won't repeat all of the numbers that are in the resolution, but we all know how grave the situation is. The Bipartisan Commission on Fiscal Responsibility and Reform met through most of 2010 to develop the Moment of Truth report, which we also commonly refer to as the Simpson-Bowles report, which is on all of your desks. It's 60 pages of clearly presented information and recommendations, and there is something in there for all of us to hate. But that's the point. If we don't all give up something, then we won't reach the principled compromise that's necessary to face this monumental problem. Subsequently appointed bipartisan commissions have failed to reach compromise on the issue, and we can't afford to waste any more time. The point of doing a resolution is to give permission to Congress to compromise on our behalf. It's not a perfect plan. It won't please everyone, but to quote the commission report, the problem is real. The solution will be painful. There is no easy way out, and everything must be on the table. Thanks for your consideration.
Seeing no opposition, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten. Brechtel, Brown, Burkhart, Byrd, Campbell, Kennedy, Childers, Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Edmonds, Eklund, Esquivel, Freeman, Gay excused, Gingrey, Goggles, Greer, Green, Harshman excused, Harvey, Hunt, Illaway, Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Braunisch.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Barbudo, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 58 aye, 2 excused.
Having received approval from two-thirds of the members elected, House Joint Resolution 12 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 13. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Joint Resolution 13, introduced by Representative Yagi.
First reading of the bill.
A joint resolution requesting Congress to acquire the area commonly known as Central Park on Manhattan in New York City on behalf of the federal government, urging the United States Congress to declare Central Park to be a wilderness area and to prohibit any further improvement or development of Central Park unless authorized by an act of Congress.
Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move the adoption of House Joint Resolution 13. I bring this in a little bit of jest, but not so much jest. I'm trying to ask the federal government just to take over Central Park. They ask us to take over a lot of our land. In the omnibus land bill of 2009, there were 52 new wilderness areas and added to 26 existing areas with a total of 2 million acres, some of that in Wyoming that they wanted to lock up and prevent us from using the way we'd like with our multiple use. This is basically kind of a, just to make a point of the hypocrisy of one place and another place. A lot of people want to shut down our area and have what they want. The resolution states that Henry Hudson arrived in 1609 and Manhattan was a remarkable, diverse place. Had all the wolves and the bears, and all we want to do is turn it back into, you know, what it used to be. And I think this is a point to be made. Well, we can, you know, laugh at it, but there is a point to it. So I'd appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Representative Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As we all know, Wyoming is a diverse place, and we are certainly a diverse body. But the two things that unite us as a body every year that I think we all can agree on is that, A, we hate the federal government from ever taking over more land, and, B, we all dislike wilderness areas. So why would we ever have a resolution to Congress to not only ask for the federal government to take over more land, but to actually create a wilderness when we spent the last 10 years in this body fighting those two concepts?
Mr. Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think you all know what I'm going to say. I'm opposed to this resolution. I think you ought to give it back to the tribes.
Representative Greer, opposition.
Mr. Speaker, I have some concerns with the way this is drafted. And maybe it's the attorney in me that we should always plead in the alternative. And we should recognize, and maybe this can get fixed with an amendment, is that we're dealing with lands with wilderness characteristics here.
30 seconds for any rebuttal, or can we go to the vote?
Mr. Speaker, I'll yield to Representative McComey.
Chairman McComey.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to point out that this bill talks more than just about this. It talks about all the endangered species that will be there also. So I think this is an important piece of legislation that the federal government should look at the chickadees and the rats and the various other things that inhabit this beautiful park.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
No.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Chocolate.
Bird Conflict, Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Conflict.
Esquivel Conflict, Freeman.
Aye.
Gay Excused, Gingrey.
Aye.
Goggles.
Conflict.
Goggles Conflict, Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman Excused, Harvey. Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
no.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Patton,
no.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff, Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Braunisch,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Blake, aye to no. Barbuto, aye to no. Lockhart, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Nicholas, no to aye. Freeman, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 40 aye, 15 no, 2 excused, 3 conflicts.
Having received approval of 2/3 of those elected, House Joint Resolution number 13 is introduced and referred to Committee number 6, Travel. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House stand in recess until 1:30 p.m.
Before we vote on that motion, do you have any committee announcements, Chairman Teeters?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Committee number 4, Education, will meet immediately upon noon recess in House Room 10 for the consideration of the following bills, House Bill 93, House Bill 72, and House Joint Resolution 6.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet 10 minutes upon recess in room H-17, where we will discuss House Bill 82, Public Assistance Drug Testing.
Chairman Brown.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet Monday, February 20th at 6:58 a.m. to consider the following bills. House Bill 78, Executive Orders, House Bill 88, DUI Penalties, House Bill 97, Protection of Activities in Private Vehicles, and House Bill 112, Battery Against a Family Member.
Representative Hunt.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Up in the balcony to on the west behind you, we have some great educators from Newcastle, Weston County. We have Mr. and Mrs. Munger and civics teachers in the middle school, and also Mr. Scott Shoup, middle school principal for Newcastle.
You heard the motion of the majority floor leader to recess until 1:30. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The House is standing recess until 1:30 p.m.